What exactly did that accomplish? I would like to know. I mean, why did the country just have to go through that entire charade again? And by the way, they got nothing out of it. Nothing out of it. He has been acquitted. I mean, this is insane. And now they're even talking about going after him again. Like what? You can see an impeachment 3.0 with the 14th Amendment. Well, I got news for you guys. He's thinking of running. He's thinking of running. So all eyes now are on 2024. And you know what? You just shot yourselves totally in the foot. What a dumb, stupid move. Anyone could have told you that, but apparently the left is just really dumb and stupid. Hello, everyone. I'm Trisha Regan. Welcome to the Trisha and Tal Show. And like I said, they're really dumb and stupid because why would you have done something like this knowing that you didn't have the votes to have it go anywhere? I mean, the whole thing was like a kangaroo court, right? The whole witness fiasco disaster. They have no case. Don't forget. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, we still have a First Amendment. For you to actually charge him with the incitement of a rally was pretty bizarre. But nonetheless, you had seven Republicans voting to convict him. Not enough. 57 voting guilty, 43 not guilty. It was not enough to meet the threshold. But they knew that. They knew that going in. So why did they do it? They thought that politically this would help them? I don't think so. I mean, they're thinking, okay, well, we're going to divide the Republican Party. We can get Nikki Haley over there and Trump people over here, and we can cause this rift that will be significant enough to last. But here's the reality, guys. Nobody likes what you're selling. Okay, nobody likes it because we are not socialists. I mean, you just look even at the midterm election, forgive me, the presidential election and the Senate election, and you guys barely got there, right? Because when you look at the local level, people don't buy these socialist policies. And this is all you're trying to sell us right now. This whole idea of a $1.9 trillion stimulus, the killing of energy jobs, which is going to devastate America's economy, including sending the price of gas way up for American families. When you look at, my gosh, what's going on with the money supply right now? The increase in the amount of money in the system, it's off the charts. We are heading straight for inflation. Mark my words. This is going to penalize middle-class Americans, whom you guys need, I'm speaking to the left right now, to vote for you. And they're not going to vote for you. And they are so sick and tired of the charade and the circus act and the kangaroo court. And you just cemented everyone's worst fear and disgust, frankly, with Washington, D.C. So this didn't gain you a darn thing. You got some publicity out of it. But let's keep in mind, you know, if you actually cared about the country and if you cared about your guy who is now president, you wouldn't have done this, right? Because you should be focused on the policies that are theoretically going to make this country better. I do not believe they will. I think we got the loser team that somehow thinks it's okay to wait until summer to put kids in school one day a week because they're not strong enough to play hardball with the unions. We got the loser team that thinks that you can just hand out money, print money, hand out checks, and that there's going to be no effect on the American economy. And when, you know, poor Larry Summers, who's worked for the Democrats his entire career, when he actually raises the issue and says, guys, you know, this is a little out of control, you might be running the risk of some inflation, he gets shot down. So we have the loser team in Washington, D.C. calling the shots for all of us. I don't think it lasts. I think this entire spectacle will result in a total shift at midterms and could even result in new things ahead for the presidency. Donald Trump is already hinting at it. This is like the Democrats' worst nightmare. I'm on it next. Let me share with you the statement from the 45th president of the United States, which, frankly, the Democrats should be kind of worried about right now. I think they're going to be so worried they're going to go after him again. Imagine that, three times. I mean, he's already out of office, but what's stopping them, right? He says our historic, patriotic, and beautiful movement to make America great again has only just begun. In the months ahead, I have much more to share with you, and I look forward to continuing our incredible journey together to achieve American greatness for all our people. There has never been anything like it. We have so much work ahead of us, and soon we will emerge with a vision for a bright, radiant, and limitless American future. Together, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. We remain one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And it's our responsibility to preserve this magnificent inheritance for our children and for generations of Americans to come. Well, that certainly sounds like he's running. 2024, here we come. I mean, wasn't their entire goal to get rid of him in 2024? So again, if you're just gaming this out, right, playing chess here, they actually added to his presence and prospects by making him a kind of martyr. And they may do it again. I mean, I'm already getting word that there's talk of the 14th Amendment. Maybe they can go after him with the 14th Amendment. And if they do that, maybe they'll have a case. I mean, I'm sorry, we're going to go again? Like, I mean, this is really getting absurd. It's like they're really obsessed with him. Have you noticed that? I mean, it's like he's the drug that they just can't quit. Donald Trump is the man that keeps them up at night and haunts all their dreams and you know, good, bad, whatever. They can't get him out of their head. Now, the normal reaction to any of this would be to say, okay, well, we're going to let the American people make their own decisions. But you see, if you're a Democrat these days, and I'm not talking about, you know, rank and file and just sort of everyday Americans that are Democrats, because there's so many wonderful people that did vote for Joe Biden and did vote for Democrats in Congress and the Senate. And it was not really a vote for socialism as much as it was maybe a vote to get away from the insanity of the moment. Nonetheless, we still have nearly 75 million Americans that voted for President Trump. And so what does that tell you? It tells you that the Democrats are not winning on their message, right? And so the Republicans have a huge opportunity. We'll see whether or not it winds up being Donald Trump that gets back into the thick of things, or whether it's him behind the scenes that's helping to sort of push certain candidates with certain agendas. Whatever it is clear, I think, to me and to anyone who's looking at this with a lens that's not clouded by hate for a particular person. If you look at this, what you'll wind up seeing is that the Republicans do have a very good shot, because the conservative agenda is an agenda that Americans identify with. It's an economic agenda that Americans identify with. I mean, we are a capitalist country, whether you like it or not. We do believe in lower taxes. We do believe in less regulation. We do believe in economic policies that will guard American jobs from being lost to China. And we believe in things like legal immigration. I mean, these are all components of what the conservative agenda was putting forward. We don't believe in the redistribution of wealth. That is not what this country is about. We don't believe in just bringing everyone in here from Mexico, not testing them for COVID while we simultaneously are preventing people from traveling to Florida, or at least looking at it quite seriously. I mean, this is scary stuff. And the danger here, and I've seen it before. I've seen it in places like Venezuela. And it's amazing how quickly a country can deteriorate, and an economy can deteriorate, and a political system can deteriorate. I've seen it. We can't allow that to happen here. So we'll see whether it's him or whether it's him backing certain candidates. What I would say is that whole America First agenda, that's not dead. And those words should not be so abhorrent to people. America First is something that should be quite natural. We should always be putting ourselves and our country and our families and our priorities first, ahead of the priorities of other countries. I mean, I can't even believe I have to say this, right? But I do. And so we need to think about the United States and about the people here in this great country. I want to remind you to go to trishintel.com, where you can get all the news that really matters right now. Trishintel.com. Sign up for my emails. Make sure that you've downloaded and subscribed to this podcast on Apple, iTunes, on Pandora, on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Amazon, you name it. I'm there. Tell your friends, because this is a really important time. And you know what, guys? We are just getting started. getting started. I'll talk to you tomorrow.